It's time for your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at He's Alive's AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and SGNScoops.com. Hall of Fame vocalist and five-time Grammy winner Larnell Harris was the special guest artist for the 2012 Easter celebration dinner and concert for the ambassadors and diplomats of the United Nations. This event was held in the Roosevelt Hotel Grand Ballroom in New York City. Over 200 ambassadors and diplomats from the 193 member nations, representing several major faith groups, attended the event, sponsored by the Foreign Service Fellowship International Organization. Ken Welburn, president of the Foreign Service Fellowship, said, and I quote, "As soon as Larnell began to sing, the audience became totally mesmerized by the seemingly effortless power, precise control, and convincing passion of his voice. Larnell has been divinely gifted with an utterly amazing voice, which he uses most effectively as a true ambassador for Christ," end quote. Harris said, and I quote, "I'm grateful to Ken and his organization for providing yet another opportunity to make the claims of the gospel known in the hearts of all people. It was a great pleasure sharing a meal, some conversation, and a few songs with my new friends. I was reminded of the scripture in 2 Corinthians that the message of reconciliation has been committed to us, making us Christ's ambassadors as though God were making his appeal through us," end quote. Larnell Harris was recently honored by his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky, as an outstanding community leader and citizen. He's the only person in history to become a member of three distinct Hall of Fame organizations: the Gospel Music Hall of Fame, Kentucky Music Hall of Fame, and the Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. Guy Penrod has released a sophomore record called Hymns from Gaither Music Group and Servant Records. Penrod's latest CD has achieved chart-topping success already, following its release on March the 27th. Hymns was the top seller on Nielsen SoundScan's Southern Gospel Retail Chart, number 5 on the Current Contemporary Christian Chart, and entered the Billboard 200 at number 85. Produced by Guy Penrod and Pete Green, Hymns showcases 13 of the award-winning artist's favorite selections, including The Old Rugged Cross, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Amazing Grace, Count Your Blessings, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and a special duet with the legendary George Beverly Shea, Does Jesus Care?
And the way grows weary and long. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. Is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Hymns is distributed by EMI CMG Distribution and is available at retail and digital outlets worldwide, as well as Cracker Barrel Old Country stores. And finally, your very own He's Alive Radio was recognized this week by Paul Heil and the Gospel Greats. According to Paul, He's Alive has again placed in the top 10% of all Gospel Greats affiliates for their great annual giveaway. He's Alive was a recipient of a Certificate of Exceptional Merit for outstanding success in attracting a large and loyal audience for the Gospel Greats. A picture of this award is posted for your viewing enjoyment on the AM Cafe Facebook page. Like us and check it out. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News, as brought to you by your friends at He's Alive.